All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. If you're just tuning in, LeBron James has made his decision. He signs with the Philadelphia 76ers. That reported about 15 minutes ago. And that is it. LeBron watch is over. If that was the plane, Pat Riley's got a detour.
So maybe, you know what? I got to apologize to Bob Myers.
For going on the podcast?
It worked.
I guess so.
It worked.
Or it was already decided on the whole way.
Well, it could have been. But the begging and pleading, it worked. Because nobody else did it. But you said Ryle should do it. You said, if Ryle's got to hit some podcasts, you said you would love to hear some great stories from Ryle.
I think there's no argument that it's not a good roster to go to. I mean, theoretically, because you know Joel Embiid's not going to be healthy. But if you have Joel Embiid, Jaylen Brown, Maxi Edgecombe with LeBron James, there's no saying that's not a good roster to go to. Like, so it would be disingenuous for me to come up here and be like, hey, now is it better than pairing with Bam and Giannis? To be debated, to be seen. But because it is going to be a bit of a weird connection with all of them. That is going to be that feels like it's going to be more of a work in progress with everybody. But on paper, you understand the decision. I'm a little surprised because I didn't think that LeBron James was going to go to another new franchise. I think that was the thing that I was like, I couldn't see him really doing that. I always kind of felt like it was going to be he was going to go back to one of his old places. I thought the entire time it was going to be Cleveland, but it really did seem like with all of the stuff that was going on, he really did not want to play with James Harden. There was a lot of reports that came out that he was trying to get Kyrie to go to Cleveland and things like that. But, you know, he's been there. He's done that with Cleveland. He's been there. He's done that with Miami. So he goes on and does a whole new chapter. But, yeah, I am surprised. I didn't think that he was going to go to Philly.
That is crazy, right? Because of all the teams, that was kind of an afterthought.
I think so. Yeah, it was kind of like added into the mix. And, with them making the Jaylen Brown trade, he's going there thinking, hey, I'm going to be the man with everybody.
You got Embiid there. LeBron, Maxi, Jaylen Brown, and Joel Embiid.
Yep.
Who's playing defense? Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's a decent defender.
LeBron.
No. Jaylen Edgecombe and
Edgecombe's a good defender.
Edgecombe,
and Max, he leads the league in steals, or he'll be a top three in steals.
But it's a good roster. It's like there's no way to say that's not a good roster.
You can't even.
I'm just surprised. Yeah, I'm just surprised that he ended up going there. I did. I was like, I kind of feel like there is a little like nostalgia ending to one of these places that felt like where it was going to go. So this does feel like a bit of a swerve, especially with if you're Philadelphia. Think about this if you're Philly. You traded out Paul George for Jaylen Brown and LeBron James.
Boston messed up. That's all Boston's fault. This is like, all the Celtics' fault.
Crazy. It is. That's an insane offseason from them. There's no other way to spin that. Other than, as MIAO says, Embiid has the knees of a 60-year-old. Well, but this almost gives you more insurance, to be honest with you.
You don't have to play him.
Yeah. Well, you might as well not because you might as well play him because it always comes the same time, Vlad, every year.
It doesn't matter how little he plays.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The same time every year, it's the same thing with him.
I think he should play more so he's in better shape at the end of the year.
Yo, you think Savannah said yes to Philadelphia?
Obviously she did.
Really?
Obviously she did. Like, they looked at it and they said, no, that's the best team to go to. They did say, like, they were going to go to the best roster. They don't think it was Miami in that spot.
I got to apologize to certain people. Dr. Mark Lamont Hill was on his podcast, with the Joe Budden podcast, and said that he really thought LeBron was going to go to Philadelphia, and he had heard rumors that they were looking for schools for Zuri to go to.
Is it like a volleyball hotbed?
I don't know if it's a volleyball. It might be a volleyball hotbed. But yeah,
they were. I mean, it is once LeBron gets there.
It's yeah, we know with exactly.
It's going to be.
You just you go and you look at it all like in theory, yeah, it could go very well, or you know, there could be some. It could all be brought down by creaky knees and I guess ego of Jaylen Brown. I think that's going to be an interesting one too, to see how that all fits in, because, you know, that was a bit of a weird one. But look, on paper, certainly is an awesome roster. There's no doubt about that. But I do say this, like, look, I obviously wanted LeBron James to be added to this because I thought it would have been cool. But I have been saying this the entire time in the lead up. I don't think Heat fans should lose sight of the offseason and that you got Giannis, and that's still a monster move.
Right.
Like, it's still a monster move. It still puts the Heat in the game. Let's not lose sight of that fact. And as seismic as it would have been and cool to add LeBron James, getting Giannis was the main thing. Like, getting a two-time MVP to carry you through. And I honestly think the Heat are going to be a bitch to play in the regular season. I really, really do. I think that this is going to be one of those teams where you look up and down and all the defenders that they have, it's going to be a tough team. Is it going to succeed in the playoffs? That's a big question. But I honestly think Heat are going to be one of those teams no one is going to want to play in the regular season because of how hard they're going to play and what Giannis is going to bring every single night, what Bam's going to bring every single night. It's just going to be a matter of, do they have enough guys in the postseason to close? And that's going to probably be dependent upon if they have any young guys step up. But yes, as we were talking, Vlad, in the early goings of the DeMar DeRozan thing, he'll be here in about 15 minutes.
Right?
Yeah. I should have known as soon as I said it.
You heard it, right?
And I was like, I heard him. No. I know. I said, I know what that means.
No, because the way Tobin was talking.
What number are you wearing?
No, because the way Tobin was talking, I'm like, this is not Tobes. Like, Tobes is sounding like he's not Wild Heat Coyote. He's saying, yeah, that's probably a good chance we're going to get DeMar DeRozan. I ask him, you mean with LeBron? He's like, no, if LeBron doesn't come. I do think LeBron's going to come, but there's probably a great chance we're going to get DeMar DeRozan.
No, I think that I didn't want to be too, because I'm not like super fired up to get DeMar DeRozan, because whoever gets fired up to get DeMar DeRozan. But because it's like, he's a good player. There's no doubt he's gonna have a role here, but it's still DeMar DeRozan. Like, it's just not the sexiest thing in the world. And so, but he's going to be here for sure. Like, he's been trying to circle and get to the Heat forever. So, I mean, I'd be pretty surprised if he's not. If he's at the Monday press conference.
Oh, no. Oh, really, by the way, wait. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The intern.
I don't think it was an intern.
Well, whoever messed up, that's a bad mess up right there. I'm sorry.
It doesn't look great, but I don't think that was the reason.
Come on now.
I don't think that was the reason.
Come on now.
I don't think it was the reason. I don't think anybody got fired over a stupid YouTube link. He has these things planned. He dragged it out a week because he was pissed at Adam Silver. That's why. He just dragged it out a little bit more. Didn't you tell me also you thought it was...
watch this fool on opening night?
Yeah, it's going to be Knicks and Philly for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Knicks definitely. Philly.
Definitely.
Or maybe Boston-Philly.
Boston's having a rough offseason.
Boston-Philly, Knicks-Spurs might be the move.
Boston's having a rough offseason.
But you're right. Oh, yeah. No, dude, you traded your best... Well, many people, like the Leroy Hordes of the world and some others, not even to say some, quite a few others, think mm-hmm. you traded your best player to one of your biggest rivals. And that big rival also got one of the greatest players of all time. And they got a second-year player who's, you know, now that you don't have to worry about taking a sophomore slump with all those great vets around him to teach him. And
with Edgecombe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edgecombe, that's like you're going from a rookie year where you went to the playoffs to now you're playing alongside two finals MVPs.
Listen, he's a demon. Yep. He's a really, really good player. He's a really, really good player. You know, like any rookie, like hit a little bit of a wall there, but everybody can see the talent with Edgecombe. He's a good player. It's a good roster. They have one big question, and incredibly, it's not the 42-year-old.
That's crazy, right? question on your team is whether the 42-year-old can hang out.
No, it has nothing to do with him.
What's crazy? The 42-year-old, who's going to play more between the 42-year-old and the big guy?
Who is there?
That big guy is making nearly $55 million more.
Who is their backup center? Is it still Paul Reed?
No, it's Huck Party. They signed Huck Party from the Knicks.
Oh. Well, who was he?
He was the third.
He was the third center? That's their guy? That's their backup?
Because Drummond went to the Knicks.
Yeah, I remember Drummond went to the Knicks.
Right.
Paul Reed's not still hanging around there? I feel like he's always a Philadelphia 76er.
Paul Reed went to, I think Paul Reed's either like in Detroit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Paul Reed's no longer there. Because their bench wasn't that great. They lost Kelly Oubre.
They got Dean Wade.
They only added
Dean Wade. Was going to start if they didn't get LeBron, but they have Dean Wade.
So now
be on
he's
the
coming off
now.
The bench.
Yeah, their bench isn't great.
Yeah, their bench isn't that great.
The bench isn't great.
I'll worry about the bench later.
You'll worry about the bench later. What are you, a Philly fan all of a sudden?
I'm just saying, like, wow. if you had that starting five, what would you say? Worry about the bench later.
Yeah, and with that starting five, one is a cripple. Okay. The other one is who gets tired at the end of the season because he's always got to play so many minutes in Maxi. And you're still dealing with a 42-year-old.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No.
They can't play 48 minutes, 82 games, Leroy. We know that.
Chris says, happy this is over so we can move on and complete our roster. Yeah, they'll end up, like, the move is going to be they're going to get DeMar DeRozan. And then they'll figure out what the other two spots are.
All this just to lose Knicks in five. That's great.
Man. Well, listen, don't get a fat cat year either, man. It's been hard to repeat.
I don't care.
You've been seeing how everybody's been going. Hey, it ain't easy.
Playboy.
You cannot care. I understand why you're feeling froggy, but I'm telling you.
I don't care. Listen, they cannot win another title in another 53 years. I saw the one. That's all I needed. The one.
Wild. So he's what is his year?
My hometown got one too.
Yeah. 2016. You good.
Your hometown. No. The Pelicans won a championship?
Well, that's right.
New Orleans. Saints.
Saints won, huh? Yeah, he's right with the Saints. He's wearing number 23. He can't wear six.
Yeah, I think so.
He can't wear six.
People were saying that down here. If he was gonna, like, was he not gonna wear six? I'm like, he's grandfathered in. He can wear six if he wanted to wear six. But it's all.
But he's egotistical. He might win two jerseys to retire. He might have wore 23.
Two jerseys to retire. Who's the only person? Is Kobe the only guy they've done that for?
Yeah, the Bean. Yeah.
Well, he's not getting that now.
He's definitely not gonna get it now.
Look at his six. It was good. It was a good run. It was a good run. But you know, he ain't Giannis, dude. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? Like, let's not lose sight of the fact that he got Giannis. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not gonna sit
Can
here
I
and
say
be like,
this?
I'm not gonna sit here and act like the off season's a disappointment. The Miami Heat got a 2-time MVP.
So Vlad, what's amazing is we got Giannis, and the excitement was real.
Yeah,
and we did all the pressers and all that, but then they just went right to LeBron.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not,
you did do it.
I'm not doing that. Like, so I've been saying that steadfastly through the entire thing. Is like, I don't want Heat fans to lose sight of the fact that your big move is you got Giannis. Getting LeBron would be amazing. It would have been a cool story. There's no doubt about that. And there are elements where you did need some
of
his game.
But the whale is Giannis.
But the whale is Giannis, dude. Like, the whale is Giannis. He was the big thing. Like, that's it. It is. Like, I think that Miami Heat team is going to be a pain in the ass to play. I really do. I like the roster. I like Giannis and Bam leading this thing. I like the other pieces on this roster as well. I really do. I think they're going to be a pain in the ass to play. I think there are legit questions once they come to the playoff time, for sure. But
who's
I think
gonna
this.
Be the, who's
going
to be the finisher?
Yeah, I think. But I think this team during the regular season, with the amount of wingspan and defense that they have, I think they're going to be a bitch to play. I really, really do. I'm not losing sight of that. I think the Miami Heat's gonna have a good regular season, dude. I really, really do. I do. Let's see. Tommy, what's up, man? What do you want to say? 560 or QAM?
Well, I'm just glad this whole LeBron Lane thing is over with. You know, we can focus on the important things now. Because honestly, never wanted him, right, dude?
Never wanted him.
But
dude.
Next week,
it was a nice story.
Mini season. We're doing for mini season next week, man. Wednesday and Thursday, I'm out of work at 3:30, man. You guys let me know. I'll shoot you my number.
You're offering tickle
stick?
We go
out there. We grab a couple lobsters. Yeah, man. I got the tickle stick. Got the snare. Got the buoy. I got everything, man. You guys just need masks, snorkel fins. That's it.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
I need an outfit?
I don't think you can go underwater with that thing.
Why?
I don't know. Is this
it's waterproof?
Is it? What about the cast?
No, the cast is off.
Wait, let me see it again. Let me see what you got.
The cast is off. I just got a wrap.
Oh, it's a wrap. Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't know you. I thought the wrap is off. I didn't notice.
The wrap was the cast.
I thought that the arm thing was around the cast. Yeah, no. I was confused. All right. I didn't know. QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, it's John.
What's up, buddy? You're on the air.
Hey, man. What's up, Tubbs? So I just wanted to throw this out to everybody. Like, LeBron was going to be the fifth best defender on our team.
Yep.
So if people really sit back and think, like, we have Giannis, Bam, Davion, Wiggs, and then you plug in Pella or X player we either have or acquire, and then it's only going to be exponentially better. I mean, we're going to put teams in hell. So I just want everybody to calm down over, you know, the stuff if anybody's really upset and just, you know, focus on what we really got, which is our rock-solid D.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Was that Dan Day's uncle?
I don't know. Was he kind of changed accents, right?
Yeah, wasn't like,
I thought it started Australian and then it went like Louisiana on us.
I thought the same.
Weird.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, "Where's he? What's he doing over there?" QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Craig.
What's up, man? You're on the air.
Gotta say, man, wasn't on the Bron bandwagon. Wasn't on the Bron train to come to Miami, man.
All right.
All the show pony, look at me, the, oh my God, I gotta, I didn't want him, man. I mean, it would have been a cool story, but I was advocating for him not to come, man. I think we should have focused on Clay and focused on DeRozan and complete our roster like that. But LeBron, we could do a lot better without LeBron, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop.
He's right.
Stop.
When you're right, you're right.
Stop.
When you're right, you're right.
Stop.
Hey. Hey,
when you're talking about,
turns,
and you're right, you're
you
right.
You see how that turns?
It's time, Leroy,
it's time
Leroy,
to forget about
I'm not gonna say.
We gotta
I'm
grow
not
up.
Gonna say that.
We gotta grow up.
I'm not gonna say
past.
That.
Leroy,
stop living in
Leroy.
The past.
I love how they said never wanted him. It would have been cool if we got him, but I never wanted him. It's so. What did you want? You wanted a cool story or not? Just don't say that, because now if you're relying on DeMar DeRozan and Klay Thompson,
you don't have to say it like a road game with Mike Biamonte.
You're relying on DeMar DeRozan and Klay Thompson if you can get, you know, his PTSD from his breakup with Meg Thee Stallion.
I'm not really into Klay Thompson. I will say that.
Then who are you going to want? You want Russell Westbrook?
I'm not into a lot of these old guys. I trust the young guys that we have. I believe in Pelle Larsson. I believe.
They don't even trust the young guys they have.
That's not true, dude. Like they
no, he
they,
trusts
they,
the young guys.
He trusts Pelle Larsson. Like, he plays them a ton. He trusts Pelle Larsson. Nico's a question. QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Adrian.
Go ahead, buddy. You're on the air.
Man, I still feel like we're a top four team in the East. Mm-hmm. It sucks that he didn't come there. I kind of was preparing for him not to come. I'm with you, Tobin. I don't think that the YouTube fumble was the reason why he didn't come. But I still think we're a top four team in the East, depending on the moves we've made. But gosh, it's going to suck to see him in his Sixers jersey.
It is weird. It is. It's a bit of a weird one for sure.
Yeah.
He better not stink, because they're a vicious people, especially to the old.
Wait a minute, especially of the old.
Oh, Philadelphia hates the old, dude. They threw snowballs at Santa.
They did. They did. They did.
Greeted by an unbelievably funny message on the chat room for the YouTube stream. Sleepy Pat, yeah, thanks for Giannis, but what have you done for us lately? I will punch any Heat fan in the face who takes that approach today. Who takes that approach in their life. I will punch you personally in the face. So I'm here. I was obviously supposed to be on vacation today. If you'd been listening to the show, I kept saying, I'm off Friday and Monday. Unless LeBron makes a decision, then I'll work. And I had a feeling I'd be working Monday. That was really my thought, because I thought he was going to announce something Sunday night, and it happened today in the afternoon. So here I am. Crowder off today as well. He's not coming in. He's also off the grid. I don't know. Would you guess, Solana? Yes or no? Crowder knows LeBron is headed to the Sixers at this point. At 2:02 in the afternoon, when did he make his decision? Around 11:30 or so?
Yeah, 11:30-ish.
Do you think Crowder knows?
Why is Solana so sad today, by the way?
Do you think Crowder knows he's going to the Sixers?
Sad? I'm not sad. And no, I had a conversation with Crowder earlier. There is 0% chance he has looked at his phone in the last 4 or 5 hours. There's no chance.
Yeah, he just when he's not doing show stuff, his phone is face down somewhere in a backpack. Zach Gelb is here filling in. He was going to be filling in for me and Crowder, but he is here now filling in for Crowder. So he will join us for the entirety of the program, we thought we'd bring in a sad Knicks fan as well.
Do you think we could send Crowder a Photoshop of LeBron in a Raptors jersey to try to continue to egg him on with the Drake stuff?
Yes.
And make him think that LeBron picked the Raptors over the Heat.
I believe we could talk Crowder. I think Jimmy, who's here as well, who knows all the news, I think I could talk Jimmy into the fact that LeBron is a Raptor by 3 o'clock today.
He is?
Run into the six.
In fact, Hawk.
He's planting the seeds.
Hawk, on Monday, Crowder shows up at 2. If all of us showed up and just talked about it, like if LeBron announced he was joining the Portland Trailblazers and did a whole first segment. I mean, he's going to team up with Ja Morant and like really lean into it.
Yo, that's crazy, man.
He would do a segment with LeBron going to the Trailblazers.
Remember when Fox NFL Sunday pranked Rob Gronkowski with a fake tight end that he had never heard of? You just kind of have to play along in those situations and pretend like you're in on the news. All right, so we're going to talk about it today, obviously, because this affects the Heat, the East. It affects the entire NBA. But I wonder, do Heat fans, and I don't know what's going on Cleveland radio, and I would imagine Cleveland really feels like they got the rug pulled out from under them a second time by LeBron. And I'll read you LeBron's tweet as we move forward here. Do Heat fans, do you think, Solana, feel like the rug got pulled out from under them?
The rug got pulled out from under us. No, the Heat won the offseason. I mean, look, 41-year-old coming to your team. How good could that really be? It would have been a cute little move, I guess. But no, I don't think any Heat fan is really upset by this. Honestly, this is probably not better.
Not upset. Feeling like he let us on. Feeling like
absolutely
he let us run away with our thoughts. Because you know what you could do? You could take a step back. I mean, I could see LeBron doing an interview 6 months from now going, why did anyone think I was going back to Miami? When have I ever shown any interest in going back and playing for Miami? I've told you I did my 4 years. It was college. I learned how to be a man and a winner and a champion, and I've moved on with my career. You think, Elby, that Heat fans feel like they were let on?
This came down to he went to a place where he thought was best to go win a championship. And you can make a case Miami's in a better situation than Philly or vice versa. You could even make the case for Cleveland. That was the final three, in my estimation. He went to Philadelphia. And I will say this. Yes, you can make the case Sixers got a better chance than the Miami Heat if you want to. I think this bullcrap that we were fed the last 2-3 weeks – and you hit Pat Riley, oh, the keys under the mat, all that stuff, they're great. Pat was making the cookies. He was ready to go. The cookies got burnt. LeBron, at the end of the day, I think this is petty by him. And I think this is him once again saying, Pat, I'll reel you back in. Remember, we didn't have a good relationship at the end. And I'm going to leave you at the altar. And I'll take my cookies and run to Philadelphia and mix them in with a cheesesteak.
And he can't take that side hawk of why did anybody think I was going to Miami when in his own Twitter post or X post where he talks about this decision, at the end, he thanks L.A. He says Northeast Ohio will always home. I think he meant always be home. Way to go.
Yeah.
And Miami.
He also misspelled decision.
He did.
If you look at the way he spelled decision, he spelled the decision incorrectly.
Yeah. Yeah. And Miami I'll forever love. So to me, he was kind of paying homage to the teams he's played for, sure, but also referencing two other teams that we all knew were in the mix here. That's Miami, that's Cleveland, and ultimately he decided Philadelphia.
And I think Miami fans should be pissed off today. And I know Solana, right, he's going to play it up like he doesn't really care. If the Heat got LeBron James, you frauds, I'm the greatest thing of all time. I told you this was going to happen. All you doubted me. Like, I know what we would have been getting from Solana today. And you got to speak to the Heat fan and you got to, compartmentalize this and deal with your emotions. But I do think that he misled Miami Heat fans. There is no doubt about it. And there was a greater need for LeBron in Miami than LeBron in Philadelphia. But also, I think this decision in Philadelphia, the two other parts, Tyrese Maxey is a clutch client. And then also Mike Ganzi, who runs the show there in Philadelphia, was the runner up to for Mr. Basketball in Ohio, who was the guy that won the award that year, LeBron James. So they have a connection going back to when they were kids.
Yeah, I find the whole thing very interesting. And reading LeBron's statement, he wants to compete for a championship. We didn't know that that was the most important parameter. We guessed for the last few weeks. What are the most important parameters? Is it happiness? We were told it's all about happiness. It's not about championships. But ultimately, it came down to him saying, not only did I not even know if I was going to play again after the Lakers, but I decided I wanted to compete at the highest level and I wanted to compete for a championship. And if those were the parameters, Philadelphia does make a lot of sense. I get that. I would ask you, though, if he wins a ring in a fourth location, does that bolster his legacy versus MJ? Versus, do you consider this ring chasing and unbecoming of a superstar of this status late in his career? I wonder which side you fall closer to. It doesn't have to be an either or, but I'm wondering which side you fall closer to.
He is ring chasing. He's said he's ring chasing. He's going to try to win a championship. And there's nothing wrong with that, because at this stage of his career, he should be trying to win a championship. I just don't know if there's anything LeBron could do that will get him to surpass Michael Jordan. Because
not in my
if,
mind.
If he wins a championship, well, okay, it's five, not six. Even if he gets a six, I know what people are going to say, like you being a huge MJ fan. Well, Michael Jordan was a perfect 6-0. LeBron lost all these NBA finals. So the only way I guess you could ever get to the argument where people could then say LeBron's better than Jordan is if he gets to seven, and this late of his career, he's not playing another three more years, and then he would have to win three more in a row.
I was just about to say, that actually might be the only thing that could move me off the MJ is the all-time GOAT, which is if LeBron does this another five seasons at a high level,
yeah,
and actually eclipses MJ's title number.
So he has to do it until he's 46 for you to realize that the longevity is just 10 times better than what Michael Jordan did. Like, I don't know what you're doing there. I understand the rings debate.
Longevity is better, but that's not what I'm using to determine who's the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. But to me, like, you can say, oh, MJ has six rings, LeBron has four or five if he gets to five, and I'll always give the nod to MJ because of that. That's fine. That's your prerogative. But to suggest that if he got to seven, doing it another 5 years.
Yeah, I weigh leading a team to a championship more than just number of seasons played, but I don't think that's unfair in the parameters of how I'm choosing the GOAT. Like, you're going to give more credence to just how many years you played?
Yeah, if you're playing them at the highest level possible and you're 41 years old, you're doing something that nobody's ever done.
Absolutely. It counts.
Compared to the player you're referencing who we saw at 38, 39, and 40 years
right.
old in Washington and was a shell of what LeBron James has accomplished. So that
to you is the determining factor for who's the greatest of all time. And for me,
right.
and it's close again because we're splitting hairs here. But for me, I would do what Gelb just said I was going to revert to, which is six titles in six attempts. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but I prefer the guy, and I'm losing my own narrative here because I was coming in hot with MJ's the GOAT today. But I'm losing my own narrative because, to me, simply getting to six finals is not as impressive as getting to 10 or 12 NBA finals. That, to me, is more impressive outside of the amount of rings you win, and LeBron James has done that.
Yeah, Ben Volen, who I know is a friend of the show, once wrote an idiotic article.
Impossible.
And it was when Tom Brady lost the Super Bowl to the Eagles. He was like, oh, Brady would just be better off losing earlier rather than losing in the Super Bowl. And I remember saying, I'd much still rather get to the Super Bowl than lose, because at least you have a chance to win it than lose in, let's say, the divisional round or the conference championship round. And he thought that was going to ding his status up against Montana. Now, eventually, Brady did go on to win seven, and Montana only has four, so it didn't really matter. But I would still rather get there and lose than not get there at all. But I think the bigger conversation here is not the LeBron-MJ thing, because I think in most people's minds, at this rate, if you're Team MJ, there's nothing LeBron could do. If you're Team LeBron, there's really nothing.
Well,
you know,
I think it's age-related as well. Older
yeah,
guys
100%.
Like me are always going to side with MJ. Younger guys like Solana are always going to side with LeBron because it's who you watched.
And personally, I think it's MJ, but like, they're splitting hairs. It's extremely close. It's not crazy to say it's MJ. It's not crazy to say it's LeBron. But I'm curious with you guys, what does this do for the legacy of LeBron in just Miami? Like his Miami Heat fandom legacy, you know, with Heat fans, because yes, he was here for 4 years, won two championships, went back to Cleveland. Okay, you got it. He's going home. But the fact that he kind of played with you guys and there was so much momentum being pushed this week where it's going to be Miami, it's going to be Miami, whatever happened with the press conference and the scheduling of the YouTube, but there was a great belief that it was going to be Miami for him to pull the rug out here in the 11th hour and not go to Cleveland. Like if he went to Cleveland, I think a lot of people understand it, but for him to go to Philadelphia and say Philadelphia is a better destination to win a championship than Miami, I do wonder how Heat fans look at LeBron moving forward with his legacy here in Miami.
LeBron was already who he was in Miami, and I don't think this changes who it is. Those of us who appreciate the four seasons that he was here are in that camp. Those of us who turned their backs on him the moment that he left back for Cleveland, that's that camp. I don't think this move necessarily does that. I think we all would have loved to have seen and relived another season, but the four seasons that we got the best 4 years of LeBron that was out there. Like, we got the most compelling, the most energetic, and the most talented LeBron. We got the best team. Like, that could never be ruined for me.
Even with him basically preventing you guys from winning a championship this year, because there's a need for LeBron, and just going out there and pivoting to DeMar DeRozan, I don't think is going to do that. But there was a great need for LeBron in Miami. And right now, the Knicks are better. Right now, the Sixers are better. I would say the Heat, in my estimation, are the third best team in the Eastern Conference. So they're still in contention. But other people could argue that maybe like the Heat without LeBron are like fourth and fifth in the conference.
I've seen Giannis run through a finals single-handedly. You get Giannis to the postseason. Like, what I'm not allowing LeBron going to Philly to do is to change the way that I feel about what happened with the Miami Heat this offseason. Because in my opinion, the Miami Heat this offseason got the most talented available free agent.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you could make the argument for Jaylen Brown, but I think Giannis is better.
Oh, no, it's not even close. Giannis is better than Jaylen Brown. Now, Jaylen Brown's playing on the better team, but
correct.
Giannis opted a Kuzma.
I'm not allowing Pat
to go get the big star. He got the big star.
That's my point.
It's unfortunate he didn't get LeBron. It is unfortunate, and it dings them for this season, but this is still a successful offseason for the Miami Heat.
I mean, beyond successful, beyond your wildest imagination. So for me, again, get to the postseason, and you've got a healthy Bam, and you've got a healthy Giannis. You're going to have shooter. This is the part that I'm getting caught up on, because I saw a tweet from Kevin O'Connor from Yahoo. He says, LeBron made the right choice of the East options. The Cavaliers stink. And the Heat are a clunky fit with no shooting. The Sixers have top-end talent with Jaylen Brown joining Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, plus upside young players like VJ Edgecombe and LeBaron. What's his name?
LeBaron Filon.
LeBaron?
Yeah.
Like a Buick LeBaron?
Yeah,
from Alabama.
They picked him in the draft.
Embiid's health is obviously a concern, but they don't need prime Embiid to contend, and the roster is certainly far better than what Cleveland and Miami could offer. And I don't understand that take, because I don't think it's far better than Miami, and I don't think Miami has no shooters. I think that is the most overblown narrative of this entire 2 or 3 week period where people were opining where he should end up, because the notion that they have no shooters, I mean, Solana was talking about it yesterday. Andrew Wiggins, I mean, I don't want to bring up Pella Larson, but I will. Davion Mitchell.
Like, the immortal Pella Larson.
But they do have statistically good shooters.
They do. They do. And it honestly isn't as bad of a fit as people are suggesting. The big question, which, Gelb, you brought up, is how is Spo going to make Bam and Giannis coexist and actually flourish in year one? And I think those are fair concerns. But the idea that this Heat team wouldn't have been a great option for LeBron James is just absurd. And the fact that people continue to harp on, well, they have no spacing, they have no shooting, is just ridiculous. Do they have the best shooters in the NBA? No, but they have quality, statistically quality three-point shooters who, by the way, are only going to be more open and likely have better shooting percentages playing alongside the greatest rim threat in the NBA in Giannis Antetokounmpo. But Hawk, we have to also note that Kevin O'Connor from Yahoo Sports is a notorious Heat troll. Notorious.
Totally understand.
I like
he's
his work.
He's a Heat hater.
I like his work, but he's a Heat hater. Bill Simmons, notorious.
But I don't think he's saying anything that's not being said by others. It's the reason that I pointed out his tweet. It's not like that one outlier of someone who says,
a lot of people
are
saying
this. I don't think Giannis is a top 20 player in the NBA. And you go, okay, well, I'm not going to waste my time with that. Kevin O'Connor is parroting a lot of people talking about the Heat's lack of shooting. And by the way, they do need, like, if they added DeMar DeRozan or Klay Thompson or Bradley Beal, I'd be happy.
The Heat are the biggest losers, though, in the LeBron sweepstakes because they needed him the most. It doesn't mean that they can't have a successful season. It doesn't mean that they could contend. But the need for LeBron out of all these teams, Cleveland, Philadelphia, wherever you go, I thought the Heat needed LeBron the most. That's why I ultimately thought that he was going to go there. So, yes, they still had a successful offseason because they got Giannis, but it doesn't mean that you can't look and criticize them for not getting LeBron because I think they're
not
going to get dinged by this the most.
And it was a foregone conclusion that he was coming here for the last week. That's another part that adds to that.
The press conference was scheduled. I'm sure Len Wiener had imaging ready to go. Like, there was a lot of stuff here for you guys to get your king back.
I don't think Miami's the biggest loser. And the team that needed him the most to have a successful season, or at the very least try to have a successful season, was Golden State, who very clearly I don't ever think was in the mix once AD wasn't going there. But, Gelb, there's no way Miami needed LeBron more than Golden State needed LeBron. And to me, Cleveland is the big loser because Cleveland, at the very least, can hang their hat always on he'll always end up coming back home, he'll always end up retiring in Northeast Ohio. That team with LeBron James would have been significantly
better. He will retire in Northeast
Ohio. Maybe.
He just won't be playing basketball. I mean, he's just literally going to retire there. He's going to go enjoy avocado toast and cappuccino.
But out of the realistic options, if he was going for a championship, it made no sense to go to the West. So, like, after that 2 days of Golden State, that ship kind of sailed in my mind. I thought it was going to be the East. Like, the Cavs, if they get LeBron, I don't think they're winning a championship. If the Heat got LeBron, I thought they could have won a championship where if you look at the East right now, everyone's chasing the Knicks, and then it's like, who's that two team after all the moves this offseason? The Sixers are now the number two team, and everybody else is playing for third. And can you get to the three spot and end up playing the two in the second round? Do you end up beating them? Sure. And the Heat are going to be in contention to get out of the East this year, but you don't start them in the conversation now without LeBron. One or two, you start them in at the number three spot.
All right, our friend Brendan Tobin, who hosts Middays here on WQAM, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he is a good representative of Heat Nation, even in that shirt.
What the hell's wrong with my shirt?
Nothing. I like it.
Well, then a lot of bad blood between the two of you, I hear, these days. Wow. A lot of fighting.
I wanted to come out of the box and ask you, do you think Goran Dragic cost the Heat LeBron James? Because Goran's meddling in everything, and do you think he may have meddled in this?
No, I probably didn't meddle enough. He'd probably get one call from Goran Dragic. We would already be printing
our
LeBron
jerseys. Allow me to follow up. Do you think Kendrick Nunn is the new Goran Dragic, suggesting that he's got 3 to 5 people a day asking him about returning to the Heat?
Do you
Three to five people a day are bumping into Kendrick Nunn, asking him to return to the Heat?
Do you think it's the same 3 to 5 people? We were asking today, like, does he go to Publix? And it's the same the same guy cutting his meat is the guy who's just like, hey, K-9, when are you coming back?
The doorman at the building sees him every morning. Hey, we'd love to see you back with the Heat. He counts that as another one for the day.
I did learn today he has very high EuroLeague credentials, Kendrick Nunn, since leaving the NBA.
He balled. He balled over there.
Explain to us the psyche today of Heat Nation. By your estimation, do you feel like LeBron pulled the rug out from under us because he led us to believe one thing? Is this a big, who cares? Because we got Giannis, who was the real target in the offseason. I'm just wondering if you can encapsulate your feelings, Heat Nation's feelings.
I think I don't feel like the rug was pulled out for the Heat. I am surprised. I didn't think it was going to be Philly. I was like, if he's going to go somewhere, my big hunch the whole time was I thought he was going to go to Cleveland. It was the press conference with Giannis on Thursday and all the market changing and the narrative. I was like, man, maybe there's something really to this Miami thing. I didn't think. I thought when Bob Myers went sniveling onto Rich Paul's press podcast, I was like, that's not a real thing. They're just kind of throwing that in the ether that he might go to Philly. So I think I'm just surprised that's the team that he picked. I think if Heat fans are bothered, my reaction to it is, well, there's another really good team in the East. Like, I think Philly got better. There's no way you can sit here and be like, hey, Philly traded Paul George for Jaylen Brown and LeBron James, essentially, and got a lot better this offseason. They obviously have to deal with Joel Embiid and those creaky knees and whether or not they're going to hold up. But you are right. The ultimate thing is the Heat had a great offseason. They got Giannis. They turned into a new era of their franchise. But I definitely think there's a little sting. Like, you feel like you picked those guys over Giannis and Bam. And so there's got to be a little bit of that.
And also you factor in, I just saw Lebatard had out there that the Heat are annoyed because they offered him more than what the Sixers offered him. It was like half of what he eventually picked for by going to the Sixers. Who knows what's true? I'm just wondering, because there was a need for him in Miami, and it felt like, at least from my view, the last week and a half, Giannis press conference, Pat's basically alluding to it like you were talking about, and then there was a lot of talk on social media, the scheduled press conference. It felt like he was coming here. Does that change the way you view LeBron's time here, that he left him at the altar for a reunion tour?
No, nothing's going to sting like the way that he left and how hurt I was that he went back to Cleveland after the way those fans treated him. Nothing's ever going to compare to that. Like, and at that point, I was left with Josh McRoberts. Here, I still have Giannis. Like, it's way different.
It's not like an F that guy,
it's,
LeBron.
It's not even close. I did find that
you're
funny.
You're a lot different than I am, Tobin. I would be screaming, going nuts on this guy today.
I did find it funny. I did see that clip from Lebatard, too, where the Heat are miffed. It's like, you guys feel miffed that LeBron James chose his decision over $4 million. Like,
yeah.
He's a billionaire.
Like, I mean, he literally makes that in a day,
yeah,
on interest.
If that is true, I think if you guys wanted to make money the decision, you probably should have come with a lot more money than $4 million extra dollars a year for LeBron James. I don't think $4 million gets LeBron James out of bed anymore.
It's a rounding error for him.
Are you surprised he went to Philly, though, Tobin, because he had never played there? Because I always felt like if there was the team he was going to go to that he hadn't played for yet. And I don't know if it's a legacy thing. I don't know. It's just my gut feeling it'd be Miami or Cleveland because he's been here already. It was going to be Golden State. Is that why you're surprised that it's Philly? Because from a non-Heat fan perspective, I get it. I mean, the roster's stacked now.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised because of an unfamiliarity with a lot of guys there, I guess, except for Maxey. He's got a good relationship with because of Clutch. But the idea that, you know, Jaylen Brown was taking pot shots at his kid and, you know, Joel Embiid, I mean, I couldn't imagine hitching my wagon to him knowing that every time the spring comes around, he's going to have some new injury. I mean, no big man falls more to the ground than him. And I just found that because I do think that if you kind of read all the Cleveland tea leaves, seemed very much like he didn't want to trust playing with James Harden if he wanted to play for a championship. I kind of feel like Joel Embiid's the next step to that as far as like biggest disappointments for being as good as they were. But yeah, it definitely was the one. If I had to rank all of them, Philly to me would have been picked last. I would have thought Golden State because he wanted to play with Steph and stay on the West Coast. But you know, I guess if you look at it and he's like, that is the best roster, there's definitely on paper an argument for it. No doubt about it. And I think if you're a Heat fan bothered by it, for me, it's just, damn, that's a really good added team to the East that Heat has to go through now. To me, more so than he didn't pick the Heat.
Now that it's all over and he's made his decision, do you believe what we heard for the 2-3 weeks leading up to it? Because we did hear over and over from Rich Paul, he had not made a final decision. And I wonder if you think last night LeBron went to bed, still didn't know where he was going to play, and decided around 11:30 this morning, I think it's going to be Philadelphia. We heard it was going to be for the enjoyment and the love of the game and for his family. And then we read LeBron's statement and he says, I didn't do it for family and I didn't do it for anything other than I want to compete at the highest level and feel like I'm competing for a championship. So it really was a basketball decision more than anything. So do you believe anything that we heard leading into what we found out today? And did we not really hear anything? And they're going to say, no, you guys created that on your own. We never said anything.
Yeah, I think there is an element. There's the, it dragged out so long that you can't help but have your mind wander if you're the media and your fans and you're all this and you're Kalshi and Hard Rock and you get all this influence around, like, and someone's going to hear something about how confident they are. I just think that it dragged out so long, Hawk, that inevitably, like, all these narratives are going to come through. But if you just go by the way LeBron's really conducted business, they usually have their decision pretty in the bag. And yeah, maybe you hear some other pitches because you like to make it feel, and maybe you want to see, are there other better options out there? I'm not saying that there was no shot that Miami was in the game for him or got a real talking to at it, but if you also hear what they said, like, they didn't do the whole pitch me, like, hey, give me your thoughts, give me a voice note, and that's it, we're going to make the decision. So I kind of feel like you knew what Philly was bringing to the table. I just think we're all a little surprised that that ended up being what he wanted to pick just because of how unfamiliar he was with it.
Hypothetically, Tobin, if you could have the option of getting Jaylen Brown and LeBron or just Giannis, who would you rather have? I would have to imagine still Giannis, right?
Yeah, it is still Giannis. Like, I think that's the thing is I think he's the better player than both of them, and especially at this age. You know, I do wonder, you know, with Jaylen Brown having to fit in there with Tyrese Maxey, which is he kind of wanted to go do his own thing, and now this is going to be the least amount. This is even less than Boston of Jaylen Brown having his own team than he used to. I'm sure they'll all say the right things and buy into it. But Giannis is still a monster. He seems very motivated. I think my early read on it is I still think the Heat are going to be an enormous big pain in the ass to play in the regular season because they're going to be nothing but defense and hounding people, and I think Giannis is going to bring that every single night. My questions are going to come in the playoffs. Like, do they have the ability to really knock off these teams? Do they have a go-to guy? Can Giannis be that guy? But I almost think that this Heat team is set up to be surprisingly good in the regular season with all of the pieces they have around and their defensive mentality. So I dig that. I think that that's still I still think that that's a more impactful add for the regular season. It'll just be a matter of, okay, kind of like Philly with their health questions, but you know that they have go-to guys and closer guys and guys who have done it because Jaylen Brown's done it, LeBron's done it. But Miami, you know, the question is going to be, all right, can Giannis lead that and do that in the playoffs anymore?
Jaylen Brown's done it, LeBron's done it. Joel Embiid still wants the ball late in the game too. That's going to be fun. Tobin, I hate to go down this road, but I think it's a fair one to at the very least just ponder. Did the Miami Heat ruin their chances at LeBron because of the YouTube post?
No, I don't think that's what happened at all. I think the Miami Heat, obviously, if they're thinking they were in the game for LeBron, they probably were planning some things for LeBron, and somebody had fat thumbs and accidentally hit public instead of posted. But no, I don't think LeBron seeing, you guys think there's going to be a press conference? I'm changing my mind. No, I don't think that happened.
But here's what I don't get with that whole thing. Like, they clearly thought there was a good chance he was coming. Why even schedule this? It's like, you could schedule something an hour or two before it happens, and they will get an incredible amount of views. I never understood scheduling it and having that date selected. It made me think that they thought it was a definite that he was coming to Miami.
I think this is like very inside the scene, but I think, like any of us in media, I think that departments in sports can get run thin because you're asking one person to do. Clearly, they're very much looking for people to do those jobs. So you're probably asking somebody who that's not their job to do that job, and that's how mistakes happen. And so I think
they're paying, by the way.
I don't know, but I think that's what happens, Zach. Like, I think it's as dumb as, hey, our television person is now our social media person until we hire a social media person, and a TV person made a social media mistake because they're not a social media person.
Wow, so you're blaming Jason Jackson for this?
I'm just saying,
Crazy Andy.
I'm just saying that's how that happened.
Crazy Andy was given the YouTube password, and that's what happened, unfortunately. It was Uptown Dale. No, but take me through your own personal reaction. So I'll tell you, someone sent it to me on text, the Shams tweet, and I immediately thought my buddy just got fooled by
scam Charania.
In fact, Jimmy got fooled by a fake Shams account a couple days ago and sent me and Solana and Crowder that he was going to Philly, and then, you know, we jumped all over Jimmy for getting fooled.
The good old Shams Charania.
Yep.
Yeah. But you can buy the blue check mark now. Like, it's so easy to get fooled. So I thought my friend got fooled. And then I click on it, and it's 4 million followers. And I'm like, holy hell, this is real. Like, because Philly, for me, I thought if it's not Miami or Cleveland, because I was so under the belief that it was about happiness, I was certain it was going to be Golden State. I thought if there was a surprise team and it wasn't Miami or Cleveland, it would be Golden State because he loved playing with Steph during the Olympics and he wanted to replicate that for NBA fans and himself for a season. So it took me a couple seconds to process it. Not that I want to use process, but it took me a couple seconds to process it. And then I was like, wow. And I was trying to figure out what my emotions were at the time. Like, I was a little bit disappointed because I was almost 99% certain he was coming to the Heat. I wonder, when the news broke during your show, what were your initial reactions and where are you now with it?
Yeah, I was definitely stunned. I definitely was stunned. I didn't think it was going to be Philly. And you mentioned comfort. Like, God, that's such a miserable fan base to want to go play for. And I just think to myself, he is still going to be 42. And at some point, he's not going to be this unbelievable god of basketball. So, like, I think about if he would have come to Miami, okay, there's still a soft landing here. You have fans who are going to be happy to have you. Cleveland, obviously, you're going to have that soft landing. Should it get to the point where, hey, Father Time actually taps him on the shoulder and he's not the same? Whereas Philly's going to be ruthless if he's not the same.
I actually disagree with that. If it was the Eagles, yes. In Philadelphia with the Sixers, it's a very how they're doing kind of on the court product. The fact that they get LeBron, I have a lot of friends in Philadelphia. They're going to be like pigs rolling in doo-doo the next 2 years.
Now, oh, yeah. They were so notoriously soft with Ben Simmons. They really were supportive of him when he was going through tough times.
Ben Simmons deserved it. I'm telling you, they were LeBron's biggest haters yesterday. Today, they will become unapologetically the biggest fans until LeBron says he's done in Philadelphia, because ever since Kawhi Leonard made that shot, they have had no belief that they could win a championship. And this is the first time in like 6 or 5 years Sixers fans wake up thinking they could actually win a championship.
Which, look, is their right to think that? Because, again, the roster looks loaded. But, again, it goes to, it's nice to think that now. But what if LeBron, by the time we get to March, doesn't look like the force that we all have come to know? And then all of that goes out the window. You're still the bum that I never liked. You know, like, they just... That, you're right. Look how they treat Jalen Hurts. They threw snowballs at Santa. Like, they're miserable. And so I do wonder that. But, you know, as my whole process went through, it's like, yeah, you allowed ourselves to kind of dive into it, because I was very, he's going to Cleveland. This is all going to make a documentary. And then it just kept going, and you just allow yourself to think. And so it's like, yeah, there's a sting. But I almost wonder, you know, from the Heat's perspective, it's like, damn, all right, he doesn't want to go here. There's got to be a little edge of like, okay, you got to take that personally if you're Bam and Giannis.
For sure.
Because it's like, you picked Joel Embiid and Jalen Brown and Tyrese Maxey over us. And I think that's going to make for a juicy season, because, you know, as much as we've been excited about the duo, LeBron James obviously looked at that and said, no, that's a better basketball situation. And so I wonder how they're going to take that as players.
Here's the other thing, Tobin, that I wonder, because there was so much made that the relationship is restored between Pat and LeBron. I wonder if LeBron called Pat to let him know that he wasn't coming. Like, I'm curious how Pat found out.
No shot.
In this whole scenario.
No shot.
I don't know. But
it's a bad job then by LeBron.
I would doubt it. It's just, I think the Heat were very, here's the thing with the LeBron pursuit, though. They could still go, like, it didn't hold up any business for the Heat. I think that's the difference. It's like, when this happened, Pat Riley's going to tell you, I had Pau Gasol on the line. I had other guys to add to you, and you just kept me in the dark, and you were doing sneaky meetings with Dan Gilbert back in the day. I just don't think he's going to be cut as deep this time around. He's got his guy. He was very, very happy that he was able to land Giannis. Do you feel anything? Man, maybe anybody's going to say that they didn't get picked.
He's got to be pissed today.
I just don't think it could be anywhere close to where it was 10 years ago.
Brendan Tobin, you hear him middays on this very radio station. Have a great weekend, Tobin. I'm guessing you'll post some content on your YouTube channel and work out all your emotions throughout the weekend.
Thank you, buddy. Take care, and please apologize to Goran.
Well, I'm sure when you're vacationing with him this weekend, you can mention it for me. Everybody agreed that LeBron took the riskiest path by going to Philadelphia, because my contention, Zach Gelb, by the way, in for Crowder today, Solana and I are here, Jimmy is here as well. My contention would be, if he went to Cleveland, there are no expectations. Everybody knows that that team is not particularly on the level of other good teams in the East, and it's a fitting homecoming for someone who has made so much of their career and life about Cleveland. If he goes to Miami, excellent team, but also is the comfort food of returning for one more go round with a fan base who was so supportive of me for four seasons, and kind of putting a proper bookend on his tenure with the Heat that may not have ended as great as he wanted it to, or the Heat wanted it to. And if he goes to Golden State, it's obviously not to win a championship. It's to entertain the basketball world. I'm running out of time, so Steph, we're going to play one season together. We're going to have as much fun as we can, be as competitive as we can. Going to Philadelphia with no ties, no familiarity, he has to come out of there with a championship, no?
I don't think it's the riskiest. I actually think it's the most respectable. Because he could have gone to Cleveland, it would have been safe, it was nostalgic. He could have gone back to Miami, and yeah, they would have been a championship contender, but I think people would rank like where still are the Miami Heat. Going to Golden State, that would just be kind of gutless, and it wouldn't really make sense. But we've seen before with LeBron, you never know what this guy's going to do once he hits free agency. Maybe it wasn't stunning he went to Miami the first time he did, but the way he did it was stunning. When he left to go back to Cleveland, I didn't expect that. When he went to LA, it wasn't to win a championship. He was able to get one. So this is what this guy does. And it's funny, 8 years ago when he went to LA, people thought he wasn't going to win a championship, and it was a movie to set up life after basketball. But now at the age of 41, getting ready to play his 24th season, it should only be about winning another championship. And he went to the place that out of the possible suitors had the best roster and took a nothing contract to try to go win a championship. So yes, Hawk, it is high stakes and big expectations, but if he doesn't win in Philadelphia, he's still the second greatest player of all time.
He has to win in Philadelphia, or this is a weird moment at the end of his unbelievable career.
But if he went to Miami, wouldn't he have said this was the place that gave me the best chance to win a championship? And then it's, go win a championship.
But he's got ties here already, and he's got two championships here. When it's all said and done, you're going to be able, if he doesn't win a championship, to look at LeBron and say, what was he doing in Cleveland that last couple of years? Made no sense.
I do think this move comes with the most pressure to win
than
any of the other ones. Maybe, Gelb, you're right. It's the right move from the standpoint of he wants to compete. By the way, as somebody who has for years been saying LeBron's got to get out of LA, he's got to maximize the final couple seasons of his career and go hunt for titles, because I believe, like you said, Hawk, earlier in the show, that the difference between him and Jordan will always be the 6-4 rings right now. But this is the most pressure to win, because he's going to a situation with the best roster, and he also has an opportunity to become the first player in the history of the league to win a title with four different organizations, which is something that I think LeBron weighed in this decision. So to me, it's the most pressure to win. He goes to Cleveland. He doesn't have to win for it to be a success. He comes to Miami. There's pressure to win with Giannis and with Bam, and it's a new quote-unquote big three. There's certainly pressure, but he delivered here already. In Philly, he hasn't delivered anything. And kind of to the token to what Tobin was saying, the Sixers haven't been out of the second round, since the last time they won a title in 50 years ago?
Well, when they got to the finals. Oh no, they got to the Western Conference Finals many years ago, like 2008 or something like that.
No, you're right. In 2001 with AI, when they lost, when they got to the NBA
Step
Finals.
Step over Ty Lue.
Since the last time that they were in the finals, they haven't been out of the second round, especially since they started the process. if he doesn't get out of the second round in year one, it's going to be a much bigger failure, considered a much bigger failure, than had he lost in the first or second round in Miami or in Cleveland.
You're right.
It's 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
305, sponsored by Miami Lakes Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and drive out as family. I think you're right, Solana. It's not the riskiest path. It's the path with the most pressure, though. And there's a difference between the two.
Sure. Also, I got to call a spade here. Can we get the true thoughts of Solana? Like, you and Tobin, you guys are pretending it's like you're not like an abused person and everything's all right and everything's great. You guys are hurt today. I don't get why you guys can't say that.
I'm going to tell you before Solana even tells you. You don't understand what it feels like to have landed Giannis this offseason. This is fine.
Sure.
This is the waiter bringing you the cake you've been waiting for because you love the frosting and forgetting the cherry. And you go, I love this cake.
I like, got to push back on that.
Would have been nice. Would have been nice.
But here's why I got to push back on it. Giannis gets traded to the Heat. I go, Hawk, why don't you be a guest on your own show? LeBron doesn't come to the Heat. You get an appetite on an off day to come on in and host. It's because you're pissed.
No. There's a big difference. I was at 39,000 feet.
Oh, don't give me facts.
Flying to Zurich. You wanted me on my first day in Zurich to carve out 4 hours to talk about Giannis coming to the Heat when I was going to have the next 5 seasons to talk about Giannis being with the Heat. Today, I was getting ready to leave for Weston to have lunch with a friend of mine in Weston. And I was like, well, this could be the easiest 4 hours of work that I ever do, and I don't have to drive to Weston. By the way, I did text Ira Winderman, who's in Sweden.
Oh, is he really?
Hey, yeah. I said, hey, publish your stories. He was telling us before he left, he has all the stories published. LeBron leaves the Heat at the altar. LeBron comes back to the Heat. LeBron returns to the Cavs. And we had even joked about when the Heat published that that press conference YouTube link.
Yeah.
He had said to me, the one big mistake there, because everyone gets prepared for stuff. He goes, the one big mistake there is that they hit publish and I won't make that mistake. But Ira, I texted him when it happened, publish the story. And he responded, I just did, literally called it in on my phone from a ferry in the harbor at Stockholm. And then I did tweet him, text him later on this afternoon. I said, do you think you could get special dispensation from Sherry, his wife, to jump on with us this afternoon? And he said, no, she is holding firm. Sorry.
Hmm. Ira whipped.
Yeah.
That's a big takeaway there. But here's the one thing. And I get it, right? He's going on a vacation. The drama was taking forever to make this decision. You got to go on your vacation. I think you eliminate the human emotion out of this, because if I would have said to you 3 days ago, LeBron goes to Philadelphia, it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't see that one coming. But when it actually hits the fan today, my emotions change from 11:30 to what it is now, because I actually, my takeaway right now, and it's not good for the Heat, it's you know, for WQEM, yeah, sure, we still have Giannis Antetokounmpo is...
Wait, but don't do that so flippantly. Hey, we still have...
You do.
No.
You do. That's... Okay,
right, but it's a little more than, hey, we still have Giannis, like, oh, consolation prize. He's the bigger prize.
He is, but you could still get two... As someone that was their parents' favorite child, you could get multiple gifts, right, for Hanukkah, or multiple gifts for Christmas. It's not just one gift. Yes, you got the gift. You got the main gift on your list. But if you ask for 4 gifts and you only get one, you're like, oh, I thought I was going to get 2 or 3, and I didn't. But I respect what LeBron did, because I've been sitting here saying, you should only play if you think you go win a championship. And he took $4 million a year, or 3 point whatever. I can't do math. And he said, I'm going to go to a team that I think is the best to go win a championship. And that's respectable to me.
Do you think, Gelby, that there are shirts already for sale on the Ocean City Boardwalk with LeBron and the Sixers?
Funny you say that. I did see John Clark from NBC Sports
Philadelphia. I just saw that. That's why I was thinking of that.
Who's down at the shore. Sixers fans are going wild. I do think it's very different, though. I see all these videos of like Sixers fans walking out of Wawa's. I think it's a little bit different if you go to Publix today, seeing what that reaction is. You know, they have some pub subs, which are absolutely delicious, but I don't think you're seeing very happy Miami Heat fans out of Publix.
What a day, man. What a day.
Yeah, I'm not upset. Hey, I'm not upset.
I do wonder what the reaction is, though, in Cleveland, though. You think they're furious again, like when he came to Miami?
No, not to that level, because that was just public humiliation on a national stage. That was
because of the way he did it.
That was, I'm going to cheat on you, and then I'm going to pretend like we're going to get married, and then expose the person I'm cheating with, and then grab them, and then run to a better destination. That's what that was. This was, I'm going to tease you. I'm going to pretend like I'm going home from the bar with you. And right after you make me buy 4 or 5 drinks for the hot gal, at the end of the night, she goes, not really feeling that well. I'm going home. That's what LeBron did to them with an ex that they were just trying to use him for a little dinero.
Here's the update from ESPN Cleveland, their radio station up in Ohio. 2 free agent names to watch now that the Cavs are not getting LeBron: Jonathan Kuminga and Mario Hezonja.